Cool.
All right. So the first one I feel like we each one of us will just throw out a couple of things, right? As pointers, right? So the question is how do you not forget, or how do you remember what you learned in the past? So I'll kick it off real quick, and things and I'm talking about obviously shop related things. So, you know, we have to learn and retain so much information in our day to day. So one of the biggest things for me is when I teach somebody else what I've learned, it helps me revisit it. Or when they're relearning, when they're learning it for the first time, and then I'm showing them and naming off all the components for whatever system it is, that helps me continuously retain that knowledge. So that's just a quick thing that that I was just thinking about. Do you guys got anything that helps you remember, you know, some of the older vehicles that you work on, and now the junior techs are coming in working on them or whatever?
Now, definitely, I try to write things down that are kind of one-off instances or one-off cases where, you know, you were stumped on some of our older vehicles. There's hidden SVM codes in the parts catalog that you have to implement into the scan tool to basically unlock a control module or allow a control module to communicate with the rest of the vehicle. And I'm talking like the cruise control doesn't work after doing a spiral ring, but there's actually an integrated module in that car, and it only exists on this one model. So for the younger kids, like you just said, I mean, I'm finding all these information, all things that I've stored away and kind of forgot about, because I'm to a point now where there's still so much more to learn, and now I got to start forgetting stuff that I'm not using on a regular basis to kind of make space. So I find like my Google Docs from 10 years ago, where it's just like, hey, here's the code that you're gonna need. Don't waste your time, but this is all you need to do to unlock this module, let's say. So I find with the technology that's available now, we can easily store, you know, documents online that you can quickly pull up on your phone, email yourself the same thing if you want to keep a deeper log for it. And that information is at least readily accessible. It's usually the one-off instances that you're probably never going to see again for 3, 4 years, but when it does come through, you're prepared for it.
Nice. Interesting. Interesting. Helping you to learn. How do you remember what you've learned so that you can pass it on? One of them is literally teaching it as often as you can so you retain it. Making Google Doc. Stefan was saying make yourself a Google Doc or maybe email it yourself so that if it's something that comes up, it's a way for you to recall it. That's kind of outsourced memory, I would almost suggest, if there's a way to keyword it. Richard, what would you think?
I don't know. I'm a plethora of useless knowledge crammed into my head. So I got a binder at work with bulletins printed out in it from older makes and models that translate to the newer ones. Like you talk to some of these guys that are just learning diesels and you tell them like, you know, do a health check on that diesel and they just kind of look at you like, what are you talking about? And then I pull a bulletin out from like LML, LLMM days, and it shows you like how to do a health check on a diesel engine, how to clear the annoying dash lockouts on the GMs when the emission system's fault, because you know they never do that on a daily basis. A lot of it is just memory
Sarcasm
recollection.
is thick with this one.
You know, like the just and just old ass tricks that you learn from having like the because the shop I started in, the tech had started in the trade in 1976, 77. And you know, like bread in the pilot bearing with a punch, right? Using your screwdrivers as a stethoscope. Yeah, there's just a whole bunch of like old school tricks, you know, charging a capacitor up and whipping it at your bay mate and saying, "Hey, catch."
that you really shouldn't do are not, folks. Disclaimer: do not do that. Do not do that. It's not fun at all. It's not safe at all.
But it is so funny.
But yeah, it really, it depends on the technician, honestly. I've worked with technicians that when they disassemble a vehicle, everything has to be in labeled Tupperware containers, muffin tins, sheets of cardboard with all the bolts poked in it and stuff like that. And then there's me who I throw everything onto my bench and I know exactly where everything goes. Right. So a lot of it comes down to the technician, but when it comes to the way I do stuff, I do have a lot of bulletins printed out and stored in a separate binder in my toolbox that I can call upon when, if a technician's having a hard time on a vehicle, be like, hey, there's a bulletin on an older model version of that that doesn't apply to the new ones, but here's the printout, chase this and you'll probably get your answer. So I don't hold their hands anymore. I kind of give them the tools to get them to work through it. So
awesome. And I did, not to sound like a broken record, but I do the same thing as you, Richard. When I left Chrysler in 2010, 2011, I can't even remember what it was. I had an entire 5-inch binder full of bulletins and notes from tech school that weren't the actual learnings from tech school. They were the notes that I made from other technicians when I went to tech school about the stuff that we're talking about, because that's one of the big advantages of going to tech school. And it's not so much the technical learning that you do when you're at brand training. It's the actual conversations you had with the 5, 10, 15 other techs that are there. It's like, hey, we're working on Grand Cherokees right now, and they are sucking balls in the electrical department on front side bus is doing this, and this. Are you coming across this? Like, yeah, this is what we're doing. This is what we... And then that conversation that you strike off, whatever the case may be, and somebody in the group has go, oh, well, I figured it out. And then it's like everybody congregating like around a campfire, like, because this one dude's figured it out. And it, okay, it means everybody in the room is now going to figure it out the next time they see it, because you're going to see it again. So, and that's, I think that's the secondary memory storing device, is the sharing of the information, right?
To touch on that, though, I've been told at training lately, do not talk about shortcuts
while I'm in the classroom.
Yeah. From the instructor, do not talk about shortcuts while I'm in the classroom. If I leave the classroom, you guys can talk all you want. Talk on your lunch break when we're on an actual break. But if I'm in front of you, do not talk about warranty shortcuts ever.
I wasn't even thinking about warranty shortcuts. I was just thinking about actual figuring out and diagnosing shit. But Jesus Christ, they're saying not even... What, like, what's the logic behind? I'm assuming that if somebody listens, it's going to get passed on. Yeah.
Now, GM higher ups will deny that they are doing this, but if the instructor is telling you to do that, do not pass that on. They are always have their ear to the ground, looking for ways to do the job bigger, better, faster, and the tech that figures it out isn't the one getting the credit for it.
If he stays quiet, he'll get the credit, because he'll get paid for more than what he's doing. He's got to keep it hush for a long
time. Yeah, like, you know, I have
that,
a way.
That's hush money.
Yeah.
Does that answer your question, Marshall?
Yeah. So here's the next one.
You had a whole bunch. Yeah. Let's
hang on here.
You missed me.
Oh, no. Come on, there's five of us in the room, please.
Yeah, so what's your trick? What's your trick to revisiting the old stuff, Russell?
It gets stored in there by the School of Hard Knocks.
Yeah.
When you earn it, it's really, really hard to forget it.
Heard that.
Ask me how I know.
Yes,
struggle that's through. What I tell my guys.
No. This is Russell is currently, could it currently look like the mechanic meme, you know, being a mechanic's awesome. Look at Russell. He's only 25.
Yeah. Damn it, boy.
Nothing does though. Like I can tell you right now, nothing will chat my technicians' asses more, then I'll watch them struggle and they'll fight with like something just horrible. And then I'm like, oh, well, they'll come and be like, do you have any pointers for, you know, how to get this out? And I'm like, yeah, why don't you just do this and this and this? And then they stop and look at it and they're like, you're an asshole. Go away.
Yeah.
The best part is when, if you can catch them right before they figure it out. Now, it's almost impossible to know when this is, but when you can catch them right before they figure it out, because like they're on the cusp and they've been maybe an hour. And this is somebody that I wouldn't necessarily say you want to do this on purpose, because this is something you just do once in a blue moon. Just to people that you know, A, can take it, and B, need it every once in a while, need to be reminded. Right. To some degree, they need to be reminded in some degree. But it's like when you get that response, like, you're an asshole, go away. you know, that I think that would be like a sixth or seventh way for them to remember, because now they will know that moment when Richard walked over and went, see, this is how you do it. Ah!
Yeah.